The last American company manufacturing audio tape has closed its doors, at least for now. The Quantigy Company of Opelika, Alabama, announced the shutdown last week. Its move puts 250 plant employees out of work and marks what could be the end of an era for audio recording. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
To understand the importance of the Opelika tape factory, you have to rewind to World War II. The Germans were pioneers in recording with magnetic audio tape. Pete Hammer, who founded the Ampex Museum of Recording, says towards the end of the war, German scientists gave the secret formula for tape to an officer in the U.S. Army Signal Corps named John Herbert Orr.
Like a number of people, Orr had ideas of taking this technology back home and doing something with it.
Another Signal Corps officer, Jack Mullen, brought home some of the German recording machines that used the tape, called magnetophones. These became the prototypes for a new line of Ampex recorders, used to record Bing Crosby's radio show for the first time in 1947.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Not you!
The fidelity of the magnetic tape recordings, which you can still hear today, was far better than anything Americans had heard in the mid-1940s. Hammer says it sparked a boom in the recording industry.
Everyone was very excited about the potential of tape recording. It was the hot thing. It was the PC of 1946-47.
By this time, Major Orr had left the Army and set up his own tape factory in Opelika. His company, which became part of Ampex in the late 1950s, eventually employed some 1,800 workers. Jay McKnight, who chairs the Audio Engineering Society's Historical Committee, says for decades other companies like 3M and Germany's BASF also made audio tape. But with the growth of digital recording in the 1990s, demand for tape dried up.
There were four or five manufacturers, and they've dropped out one by one. We were all hoping that BASF would find a buyer, but they didn't. The rumor seems to be that it was sold off as scrap. And we all go, oh, how could they?
The Opelika company, cast off from Ampex and now called Quantigy, did not return phone calls about its closing, but said in a statement it's restructuring. Some archivists and audiophiles still believe there's a limited market for magnetic tape, so it's possible the business has not stopped for good, but merely hit the pause button. Scott Horsley, NPR News.